Magic Woods. This story is called The Curse of Lava Muck. And it's kind of a sad story. It's about Magic Woods getting destroyed, the last days of Magic Woods. Well, one day, Kitty woke up from a dream she only half remembered. She thought she heard Jennifer calling her name, but when she opened her eyes, she didn't hear Jennifer's voice anymore. And Kitty felt really stiff, like she'd been sleeping for years. And she noticed she was inside a box with a bunch of other sleeping animals. And she went, get me out of here, meow. And she squeezed up through the sleeping animals and popped out of the box. And saw that she was in the attic of yesterday's macaroni. It was quiet and still up there. Nothing moved. Nothing made a sound. She said, Meowmy, what's going on? Well, there were a couple of other boxes full of animals, and she dug through them until she found Doggy and Bunny and woke them up. Oh yeah, and then she found Mer too and woke her up. And then they all walked down the stairs out of the attic and into the main part of yesterday's macaroni, and the rest of the mountain was just as quiet as the attic. Nothing moved. It seemed like no one had been there for years. And Bunny said, what's going on? And then she said, wait, I hear something outside. Do you hear that? And they heard some mechanical noises outside. Kitty said, Meowmy, let's go see what it is. So they left the mountain and went outside, and they saw something horrible. Magic Woods was being destroyed. There were gigantic machines in the woods, cutting down the trees, dragging the logs away. And they could see these weird giants dressed in orange who were working the machines. And some of the few remaining trees had orange paint marks on their trunks, marking them for destruction. Bunny said, oh my gosh, what's happening to the forest? And then they heard, and they looked up in the sky and saw Mama, but she was much less bright than before. Doggy said, what's that, diet Mama? Bunny said, no, I think it's regular Mama, but something's wrong with her. And Mama said, I'm sorry, animals, but the end of your world has finally come. Kitty said, who's doing it? Who are those weird giants, Meowmy? And Mama said, they are called humans, also known as grown-ups, or sometimes just pee-poo. Doggy said, that sounds inappropriate, Ruffy. Kitty said, how can we stop them, Mama? You can't. The pee-poo are too strong. And now that they have destroyed the forest, the magic that gave you life is going away. Bunny said, but how did this happen, Mama? Someone put an extreme version of the curse of Lava Muck on this world, and I was no longer able to protect the forest from invasion.
Who put a curse on us, Ruffy? That's rude.
It was the pumpkin of Magic Woods. Kitty said, what, Meowmy? I killed that guy, remember? Yes, you almost killed him.
Doggy said, almost? Oh, Ruffy, I better know where this is going.
A piece of the pumpkin landed on the lost crown of life when Kitty smashed him with the stone bat. The crown healed him and he grew back more powerful than ever. And then he put a curse on you and made you sleep for 10 years.
Doggy said, 10 years, Ruffy? Geez, no wonder I'm starving.
And now the pee-poo have come and your version of Magic Woods will be destroyed. I could have saved you all, but I don't have enough power left to lift you to the forest in the sky. Bunny said, oh no. And Doggy said, well, I guess on the bright side, Ruffy, at least Kitty didn't cause this apocalypse. I mean, the party pooper prophecy was completely wrong. Actually, Kitty did cause the end of the world. It's her fault that the pumpkin found the crown and became super powerful. Kitty said, oh. Bunny said, Mama, is there anything we can do to save our world? No, the pumpkin is invincible.
Invisible, Ruffy?
No, invincible. That means he can't be defeated. But Meowmy, there must be something we can do. Farewell, animals. It was nice knowing you. And then Mama floated slowly away.
Doggy said, "Oh, what a bum deal. I guess we're all going to die or something. Well, I better have one last hoagie."
Kitty said, "Meowmy, I'm not going to give up without a fight." And she looked at Murr and said, "Murr, can you get out of here?"
"What?"
"Sorry, Meowmy, I just mean, look, when the three of us, when me, Bunny, and Doggy are alone together, we tend to float to the pumpkin's time. So we should go there now and try to defeat him and take the crown of life away from him and then, like, give it to Mama or something, and then she could defeat him and we could all be saved. But we need to be alone for that to happen for some reason. So you gotta skedaddle. Bye."
Murr said, "Oh, that makes sense, actually. But maybe you should bring some weapons with you."
Kitty said, "Oh, that's actually a good idea." So Kitty, Doggy, and Bunny gathered some weapons. They got swords and a flamethrower and some exploding tomatoes that Whisker had left behind and some bows and arrows and stuff and a javelin. And they said, "Okay, now we're ready." And they went outside with their weapons. And then, sure enough, a warm wind lifted Kitty, Doggy, and Bunny into the air. And the world rippled and swirled around them. Faster and faster and faster until at last they floated down to the earth in the pumpkin's dark time. It looked the same as ever. It was cold and dark and still. Bunny said, "Well, looks like his forest is doing just fine."
Doggy said, "Yeah, there's no pee-poos here."
And then a voice said, "That's right." They turned around and stared in horror as the pumpkin glided out from behind a mighty tree. He was larger than a regular pumpkin now, and he positively thrummed with hidden power. Leafy vines grew from the stem on the top of his head, and they twisted and turned like a nest full of snakes.
Doggy went, "Aah!"
Kitty said, "Okay, Meowmy, the crown of life must be inside him, so let's get it out." And she threw an exploding tomato. And it landed right next to the pumpkin and blew him up.
Doggy said, "Good shot, Ruffy."
But then, almost instantly, the pumpkin's ripped apart pieces came back together again. He was completely healed.
Doggy said, "Oh no."
And then they tried the other exploding tomatoes and the flamethrower and the sword and all their other weapons, but every time they wounded the pumpkin, he just healed himself instantly.
Doggy said, "He really is invincible, Ruffy."
Bunny said, "It's the power of the crown inside him." And then the pumpkin said,
"No more games."
He shot a barrage of pumpkin seeds out of his mouth, dozens of them at once. Ah! And Kitty and Doggy were instantly turned to stone. It was a miracle that none of the seeds had hit Bunny. And Bunny ran away. And the pumpkin shot more seeds at her. And Bunny zigzagged right into the forest. And the seeds missed her. One of the seeds hit a gigantic tree and turned it to stone. And the mighty stone branches crashed to the earth. One of the branches landed right on the pumpkin and squished him. But Bunny knew it would just be a matter of time before he was healed again. And Bunny said, "I need to get somewhere safe, but where?" And then she remembered the tower in the center of the crater deep in the woods where she had gone on her first visit to that world. She ran there as fast as she could. And she got into the tower just as the pumpkin entered the crater. And she slammed the tower door shut and locked it. Then the pumpkin banged against the door. But Bunny knew that he couldn't get inside. She was safe. For now. The pumpkin said, "You can't stay in the tower forever, Rabbit. You might as well come out and surrender." Bunny said, "Never!" And then she collapsed to the floor and cried until she fell asleep, knew no more. Well, Bunny woke a little while later, and she had no idea where she was at first. But then she remembered. She was in the tower in the pumpkin's time. She wondered if the pumpkin had gone away. So she crept to the door and peeked through a tiny crack. She saw a flash of orange. The pumpkin was still outside, still waiting for her. She went, "Well, I guess there's nowhere for me to go but up." So she climbed the tower stairs all the way to the room at the top. And that wizard was still there, sleeping on his bed of stone. And watery rainbow shapes swirled through his space crystal pillow. And Bunny looked down at the wizard's kindly old face. And then she thought about the world to come, when all her friends would be dead, and Magic Woods would be gone, and the pumpkin would rule everything. And a tear fell from her eye. It landed on the wizard's face, and it brought color to his features. And then slowly, the wizard stirred, and stretched, and opened his eyes. The wizard clutched his back and said, "Oh, I've been sleeping on that bed and using that crystal pillow for 49 years, 8 months, 17 days, 4 minutes, and 27 seconds. Bunny said, "How do you know exactly how long?" He said, "I'm the wizard who knows basically everything, created by Colan long, long ago." Bunny said, "Who's Colan?" "That's the pumpkin's real name."
"Yes, the pumpkin. He's outside the tower right now."
"I know, I know. I know basically everything, remember?"
"Oh, right."
The wizard said, "Here, take my big space crystal pillow and drop it on the pumpkin and see what happens."
Bunny said, "Huh?"
And the wizard said, "It's space crystal, so it's strong enough to crush the pumpkin and break the crown inside of him. Then he won't be able to come back to life. And then all the energy inside the crown will be released, and it will rise up and go to Mama, and then she will be invincible, and everything will be great."
Bunny said, "Really? How do you know that's what's going to happen?"
The wizard said, "I know everything about Magic Woods, basically." And then he yawned and laid back down.
Bunny said, "Why are you going back to sleep?"
He said, "Oh, sleep is the only thing I like. Because I know everything that's ever going to happen, nothing ever surprises me. But at least my dreams stay mysterious and unknowable, unlike real life. Good night."
And then the wizard closed his eyes and drifted back into everlasting slumber.
Well, from the crater floor below, Bunny could hear the pumpkin. He said, "You might as well give up, Rabbit. I am forever."
Bunny said, "No, you're not." And she lifted the heavy crystal and pushed it out the window. Oof!
At first, the pumpkin didn't realize that the object coming towards him was a space crystal. But he figured it out right before it squished him.
No!
The crystal smooshed the pumpkin and shattered the crown of life inside him. Green light and energy shot out up into the sky. Bunny peeked out the window. An orange wisp of cloud rose from the broken pumpkin, his spirit. It reached up towards the tower like it wanted to get inside. But then a warm wind came in from the forest and blew the spirit away. And it never appeared again in that or any world. And then Mama appeared in the sky, and she looked brighter than ever.
Thank you, Bunny. You have killed the pumpkin and saved your friends. And now all the crown's power has gone into me.
Bunny said, "Yeah, I know, the wizard said that was going to happen. But glad to hear it anyways, Mama." And then she kissed the wizard's forehead. "Sweet dreams," she said. And then she walked down the tower stairs and back to the field where her friends were waiting. Well, that is the end of the story, The Curse of Lavamuck. The next story is called The Land of the Disappeared. Good night.